Edward Johnson, E-D-W-A-R-D Johnson, 12751. Today's the 13th. This is a, let's see. A 73-year-old gentleman, a welder by trade. He has a heavy history of smoking and drinking in the past. In May of 1999, he suffered a catastrophic stroke, developed severe left-sided compression. He's been in a wheelchair since then. Beginning of this year, he had a fall where he required at a spinal fracture, where he required fusion of his multiple lumbar vertebra. Post-op, developed multiple issues and problems, including decubitus ulcer, stasis ulcer, lower extremity, left then right, where he required wound vac system to help heal the ulcer, but it never healed because of protein calorie malnutrition decreased appetite, period. He's totally bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent with a very heavy, dense left-sided paralysis, period. Social, he has one child. He lives with his wife. His wife has asked New Vision, palliative, and hospice care to get involved because she no longer wants him to go back and forth to the hospital. After his prolonged stay at the hospital and nursing home, she wants for him to be cared for at home. They have one child, period. Medication, see list. Allergy, none. Family history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, breast cancer. Most recently, patient was visited by a nurse practitioner from a visiting physician company where Daniel, the nurse practitioner, felt like patient might have a urinary tract infection because of clouded urine, so he ordered culture of the urine. The culture grew candidiasis. I spoke to him on the phone tonight. Patient is awake. He's alert. His back is in its regular mental status. He has no fever. He's eating. There's no evidence of urinary tract infection. I explained to him that since he has an indwelling Foley catheter, we do not, in big letters, want to culture the urine unless he has clinical signs of infection / sepsis, period. Nevertheless, we're not going to treat the candidiasis that was found in the urine. Again, because he's totally asymptomatic, clinically asymptomatic, period. The perigraphy's Foley catheter has been changed and will be changed on a monthly basis, period. Surgery, foot surgery, toe surgery, back surgery, most recently with fusion. Patient is awake. He's able to give me good history, but appears very debilitated and very weak. He has a Foley catheter in place. He has heel protectors, ulcerations on the right and left pretibial area, and a small decubitus ulcer that is being cared for by the wound care professionals, period. His O2 sat was 98%. His pulse is 106. Blood pressure 130/80. Heart positive, swarm positive to lung, shallow breath sounds. Patient is laying flat on his back. Abdomen is soft, Foley catheter present. Protectors in place, ulcers are addressed at this time. The wound vac was discontinued since he's not showing any improvement and the wounds deemed to be non-healing and unavoidable, period. Assessment, 73-year-old gentleman with history of stroke, most recently status post fall, with fusion of his lower vertebra, lumbar vertebra. Since then, patient has now become total ADL dependent, bedbound, has a Foley catheter in place, eating very little, has protein calorie malnutrition, anemia, chronic pain, severe debilitation. The family would like for him to be cared at home. They do not want him to be back and forth transferred to the hospital and or nursing home any longer. Patient will be cared for at home. The findings was discussed with Mrs. Johnson, who's very educated and understands her husband's condition quite well. Period. Overall prognosis is quite grave. Thank you.